The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you've been hearing, Gardaí have been forced to shoot a pit bull terrier that attacked people in Cork. To give us the detail, we're joined by Ralph Regal, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What happened?
Yeah, again, second very concerning dog attack in the space of a couple of days. What unfolded, it was just after 5 o'clock yesterday evening when a lady went to the rear of a property in the Connolly Road area of Ballyfihan on Cork's south side. Now, apparently, immediately she went to the rear of the property, of this very aggressive pit bull terrier confronted her. It then bit her on the leg. She desperately tried to get away from the dog and she ended up being bitten on the hands. So she started screaming for help. She was unable to escape from the animal. And a male who was near the property came round the back. He came to try and help her. And as he tried to get her away from the dog, he ended up getting bitten on his arms. Now, friends and neighbours raised the alarm. So units from Toker Garda Station arrived at the scene. The local dog warden was notified and a vet attended the scene. Now, the dog was so aggressive that several attempts to sedate the dog failed. Apparently, the vet couldn't get close enough to actually sedate the dog. So what ended up happening was that armed members of the regional support unit attended the scene. And after consultations, the decision was taken that the dog would be shot. So the dog was shot. Again, details are slightly confused. We're not quite sure whether the dog died immediately or whether the dog was just badly injured. But that allowed the vet then to approach the dog and the animal was euthanized. Both the man and the woman were transferred to Cork University Hospital. Now, the injuries involved, we understand, are non-life-threatening, but the woman did suffer multiple bites, so she's certainly going to require treatment for a period of time.
Okay, and were these people known to the dog?
Yes, they were. That's what the understanding is, that they were known to the dog, but there had never been any indication of the animal being as aggressive as this. It had never happened, apparently, before that the dog would be literally virtually out of control, to the point where after the incident, both Gardaí and the vet and local were unable to approach the animal to try and to calm it or sedate it.
Yeah. And at this point, when all these reinforcements arrived, was the dog still, you know, gripping the leg or the arm of either of the victims?
No, my understanding is that they were able to use a piece of garden furniture or something that was in the garden to basically try and get away from the dog. So the dog was cornered and the couple were away from the dog when the armed units arrived. But again, it's quite a serious incident that the dog was so aggressive and so ferocious that even, you know, trained Gardaí weren't able to get to the dog to actually restrain it or sedate it without having to use, you know, lethal force.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much for giving us that update. Ralph is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Meanwhile, Tánais na Mícheál Martin has been giving his reaction to the incident and speaking about the issues surrounding restricted breeds in general.
Well, I personally cannot comprehend why one would have restrictive breeds or breeds that are that dangerous. And they are dangerous. And we have many incidences. I just read this morning of a man who came public about his 10-year-old son who was savaged and who had multiple stitches to his face as a result of an attack by a dog very close to a restrictive breed. And we do need to, I think, take a very hard line on this now, because children play in parks, kids are in front gardens, back gardens. It simply is too dangerous. You know, there are many household pets that we can have and dogs that are not a danger, or at least certainly not anywhere near the kind of potential danger that a restrictive breed presents. And I think we have to bear in mind the overall protection of society, and particularly children and younger people who are vulnerable. And we had the horrific case in Ballyneety, where a young woman lost her life as a result of such an attack. And in my view, there is no need to be sort of creating such danger at all in the context of having pets.
And that's Tánais na Mícheál Martin reacting to that incident in Cork and indeed the incident in Ballyneety. I'm joined now by Vincent Cashman, manager of the Cork SPCA. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, people are saying it's coincidence that we've got two very troubling incidents, although we had another one with a small terrier last week. with the child, and that image is visible online and in the newspapers. How common are these misadventures?
Unfortunately, they're all too common, Pat, but they're not being reported on. You'd get dog bites roughly here maybe twice, three times a week if it was a bad week. But again, it all depends on the severity. But unfortunately, this week we've had two we've had one unfortunate death, and we had a relative close call last night if this lady didn't get help.
Now, when you say you have two or three incidents every week, some of those bites that are reported might be a simple nip where someone has mistreated a dog and the dog says, you know, don't do that again. And the way it gives that message is by maybe a little nip. But these are not little nips. These are very severe attacks.
If it, the two or three attacks, we wouldn't class a nip as an attack, Pat. That would be just a normal thing, again, a dog giving you a signal. But I'm talking about where people are actually bitten or where dogs are attacked. But on humans, you could be dealing with, in the Cork City area, two every week, again, varying in severity.
Okay, so these are definitely dogs attacking humans, not a response to discomfort or something like that.
Not at all. No, not necessarily. Yeah. Not necessarily.
Now, are there typical breeds that are likely to be guilty of these offences? Can you point to them? Because we've, you know, the XL bully is mentioned frequently. The pit bull is mentioned frequently. Are there others?
There are. Unfortunately, any dog can bite. So you will get more calls about a Jack Russell biting someone or a collie biting someone than the likes of XLs or pit bulls. But the problem is, if a pit bull, a dog of these size or an XL, if it decides it's going to lock on, which is what the dog was designed to do, it's the severity, it's the pound per square inch of bite pressure that they can exert on a human is the problem. And it's the severity of the attack. Like potentially you could be dealing with a male XL. We've had them in here over the years, but you're looking at a dog maybe between 10 and 11 stone in weight. That is a big animal.
Yeah, and it's all muscle.
It's all muscle. And I think that it's definitely starting to open a conversation. There is a task force set up to look at this, a task group, which they are. But I think at this stage now, we need to, as a society, start looking at what we need to do to fix this problem.
Yeah.
Just because you own a restricted breed, you should be qualified to own that restricted breed. It's not just a dog. Anyone can control a dog on the lead when taking it out for a walk, when it's calm. But you have to show that you're capable of looking after this dog when it has a reaction.
Yeah. The restricted breeds, there's a list of them, and they're supposed to be muzzled when they're in public places, and they're supposed to be on a lead. I can see every day situations where dogs on that list are out. Generally, they might be on a lead. They mightn't be loose, although I've seen them loose too. But invariably, they're not muzzled. So who's supposed to police all of this?
There is supposed to be, you see, every local authority has dog wardens employed to, I suppose, patrol and to look after the Control of Dogs Act. But there simply isn't enough of them there. And even with that even if you had treble the amount of dog wardens, that's not necessarily going to prevent dog attacks. It's Joe Public, members on the street, people who are listening to the show now, who are responsible for this. They need to wake up and say, right, if I have a restricted breed, the excuse out there now that, oh, I didn't know it had to have it, that's no good.
Yeah.
They know more about their remote control for the TV at home than they do about dog ownership. And it needs to be seriously looked at now.
Now, Vincent, you know that line, I hear it again and again, there's no such thing as a bad dog, only a bad owner. That may, in kind of the general philosophical sense, be true. But if you've got a dog that has such power, you've got to be conscious of what it can do. Not that it will inevitably do it, but what it is capable of doing.
Correct. We have society has changed over here, where even in the press and magazines and everything else, where they're reporting, oh, you're a dog parent, you're a dog mama, you're a dog papa, and they're humanising a dog. And in a lot of instances, your dog is supposed to form your part of your family, is supposed to be part of your pack at home, but it is not to be the leader of that pack.
Yeah.
And bad behaviour sometimes goes either unnoticed or it's not corrected. And that steadily gets worse. So you can, unfortunately, and people may not like to hear it, you can have dogs that are very, very temperamental. It may not necessarily be the human's fault. We deal with cases here every week where someone who has a dog, who was a dog lover, who has done everything to try and assess and fix some, we'd say, behavioural issues they have with their dog, and it has been unsuccessful. And generally speaking, if the dog is after biting several people, the potential there is for these bites or attacks to get worse. So people should heed the warning. Yeah.
And finally, Vincent, that call to ban certain breeds entirely, do you believe that should be so?
Pat, I think, unfortunately, yes. The only other way around that is for courses to be organised. So if Pat Kenny decides I'm going to take on a dog that is 10 stone in weight, that I am perfectly capable and qualified to do this. You are dealing sometimes with dogs out there that are heavier than the people walking them.
Yeah.
A restricted breed over for anybody over the age of 16, it's ludicrous. That needs to go. The XL Bully, just as an example, because it's the hot breed at the moment. When the Control of Dogs Act was written, there was no XL Bullies in Ireland.
Yeah.
So it's a brand new breed. Yes, breeds will change, and in 20 years' time, it could be a different breed again, having this conversation, but we need to be able to assess threats to the public from dogs that are not being handled as the breed should be.
Well, we've had two salutary warnings, one fatal, tragically, and now this latest demonstrative attack in Cork on two adults by a pit bull. So perhaps the conversation will be accelerated and decisions can be made in quick time. Vincent, thank you very much for joining us on the line. And that is Vincent Cashman, who is the manager of the Cork SPCA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.